This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
All right, everyone, a good night of Shabbos. As we learn the Mishnah Yomis, wow, we're learning Taras. You know, what a schus. A lot of people never learn this in their life. A person is going to come up to Shemayim after 120. Da-da-da-da-da-da! Learn Taras. We're sponsored by the Fisher family, Lila Nishmas, Basi Basarabit, Shalom Ben Aram Alevi, Pearl Bas Ruvain. Also, Lila Nishmas, Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem, Fel Yom, Ish Mechai, Sar, Yaakov Ben Basi Leah, for the Schuss of Avram and Yom Ben Shmamal Yehudis and family, by Yol Klugman and family, the Refu Shalema, for Avidur Ayyim and Rifkin, the Baschai Sar, Yitzhak Ben Tzim, Ben Dusha, Mosh Meib, and Esther Fadl, Rifka Bashir Leah, Shmuel Ben Yom, Ben Shir Leah, Yitzhak Mordechai, Ben Esther Bracha, Meir ben Chai Sar, they should have a refuah shalema b'seir sheikh al Yisrael. So Mishnah Zayin tells us hatameim shebeklei charis, including in those utensils that are susceptible in its interior by an earthenware vessel, is tabla sheyesh lo lizbeis. It's a tray, but it has a rim, and since it has a rim around it, it has an interior. Umachta shlema, and a shovel, taking stuff out of the oven, but it has, again, it has a rim. I guess they put things in, or they scooped it out, but they were able to do it even though it has a rim, but once it has a rim, it has an interior and it's mekabel tuma. The tabla shehimaleya ka'aris. This is very interesting. This is like a tray with a bunch of partitions. Right, so you could, it's like a dip tray. You have a petition for the chumas and a petition for the madbuach and a petition for the tchina and a petition for the tomato dip. Right, so tabla shehimaleya ka'aris, a tray that has many different earthenware compartments, nitmeis achas mehem, if a sheretz goes into one of them, the other compartments don't become tame because they each have separate interiors. However, if above the dip dishes, the tray has a higher rim so that nothing will spill out of it from any of the containers, so that unites them, then if one of them becomes tame, they all become tame. The chaim base tavlin shel cheres, or if you have an earthenware, again with an earthenware like tray with compartments that are used to hold spices, oregano, cinnamon, black pepper, or the kalmorim hamasu'omais, or this is a tray with compartments for the cipher. One holds ink, one holds quills, one holds some parchment. Ubeis tavlin shel eitz, or a spice container made out of wood instead of earthenware, shenitma echad b'mashke, that one of them became contaminated by a liquid, loinitma chaveray. In all these cases, they have a din of separate interiors, separate kalim, so if one becomes tamei, the rest don't become tamei. Now, here Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, if one compartment becomes tamei, the whole wall of that compartment that is sheared by the compartment next to it doesn't become tamei. The half, we divide that wall into half, the compartment became tamei, that half of the wall is tamei, the other half that belongs to the other compartment is not tamei. So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Ami Cholken Es Ovyoi, we divide the wall of the compartment in half, Hamishamish La Tamei, the part that belongs to the compartment that became tamei is tamei. Amishamish latar, the part that belongs to the compartment next to it that didn't have a sheretz dangling inside it, or a mashkin being metamei by the wood, is tahar. Im yesh lo lizbeis oidif, but again, if this container has around the exterior perimeter a rim that's higher to keep everything from falling out, that unites it all into one keli. So nitma echameim, if one of them becomes tamei, nitma chaveirei. the other ones become tame too. Halapid. Now this is the lamp that holds the torch. Now it's pointed at the bottom. So normally we would say that that's not a kavod tumah because the klei charis has to sit. But this lamp of a torch is meant to fit into a hole in a pole. And that's the way it sits. So alapit tumah, therefore it's mekabel tumah. Ubei shikai shel ner. Remember we said a candelabra was like a flat surface. We could put the lamp on. But the lamp sat on a base. This base had an interior, and you put the lamp with the wick into that interior. So it's three pieces. It's the candelabra, the flat surface. Then on top of it was the place that was sunken to put the lamp, and then in that you put the lamp. The place that's sunken, since it has an interior, is mekabel tumah, beis shikai shel ner. And the place where the ner was sunk into, mitamei ba'ava, since it has an interior, it is mekabel tumah in its airspace. Now this next keli is a interesting keli. There's different pshatim, but we'll learn like the El Yeraba, that hamas masrek shel tzartzer. The tzartzer is like a garden watering piece of equipment. It was a pitcher, and on top of it, it had a cover that sunk in with perforations so that you could. And then over the cover with perforation, it extended further, and it was jagged. It had jagged walls. And the Eliyahu Rabba said the purpose of the jagged walls is that, therefore, when you watered it, the water went all around and didn't go all in one place. The question is, from the cover till the end of the jagged walls, is that also mekabel tumah? Or because they're jagged and they're open, that's not a enclosed klei charis. So that's a machlokes. Hamasrek, since it's jagged, it's like a comb. Hamasrek shel tzartzer, the comb-like top all around the perimeter of this garden watering equipment, Rebbe Eliezer Matar, because since it's jagged, it's not enclosed. The Chachamim Metamim, and the Chacham holds still, since its walls all around, it is tamei even from the cover until the top of those jagged walls. If something is dangled in there, it is also going to make it tamei. Okay, we finished the second parak. I want to remind you that Matzah Shabbos, the Chulin Daf, we're ready to Zvav and Tezayin, unbelievable, will be in Yetzah Hashem 10:30. During the week, 8:50, we're going to need a sponsor for our Shir Wednesday night, Shavuos Gems. So if you're interested, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. Thank you for joining us, and have a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.